You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. You aren't going to find anything else like it. They are our sponsors because I own three of them, and I truly believe in this machine. I truly believe in the people that work there and the product. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off. Just say, Coach Collins sent me. Coach Unplugged sent me, and they'll take really, 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 really good care of you. Trust me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. You're going to want to check it out before prices increase. You know, it's just that things happen. Coach Collins has only got so many hours in a day. Go over and check it out. It's got the roadmap. It's got everything that you need to become a better basketball coach in one stop. You know, if you're looking for clinic videos, if you're looking how to break a 1-3-1, if you're looking how to run a zone offense, if you're looking how to pick an offense, if you're looking for anything, it's got it there for you. As I hit my microphone, oh well. It also helps us pay the bills, helps us keep all these podcasts, the high school hoops and 5-minute basketball coaching podcasts, and funnel down and all these things free to you. Teachhoops.com is what pays the bills and keeps the lights on. So we'd love if you went over and check that out, and let's head off to the podcast.
I had a girl, you know, I had a really, really good player at the three spot.
Okay.
And we were a pick and roll, ball screen continuity pick and roll team.
Why do you call this 33?
Is there we call it 33 because anytime we double a number, it's a double screen for that player. So it's a big, big double out of a box. And then I'll show it to, I've got it drawn up. I've got a couple of our other plays drawn up out of our stack stuff that we ran this year.
Okay.
But that's our 33 play. And I, there's a lot of concepts there, but I was going to start with, we've messed with our 33 play a lot.
Okay.
And what I did is here's our spread elbows play, and I don't have it drawn up, but we like spread concepts.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people will put a sleeper in the corner. Well, this is a play I've run. A lot of times I'll run it in the summer just so we have one play to get the ball inbounds and just work.
Right.
But anyway, this is our spread elbows play, and this is this really isn't. But anyway, we run this, and here's a lot of times your inbounder can run back in. Well, I was watching. So this play right here is we put in what we called 33 zone, and I got it from if any of the readers want to see some of the watch Golden State run this like 27 times in a row on YouTube and do something different each time out of it. This is, we tried to be real multiple out of this play. and I'll just run some of the clips.
So it's out of that 33 set then.
Well, it is, but we adjusted it to the Golden State set. And if you watch here, we've got a sleeper over here, and we put all three of these players sometimes at the free throw line or in a line. Our best player has an opportunity to read and see what's going on. She can pop right in here. She can come off. If she pops in here, in theory, then the four man's supposed to come off the five. You throw it out here, do some different things. But I've got about six or seven clips of this. We, you know, teams, you know, we can get a good three.
Well, I like that you give that player that they're basically trying to find space at that.
Yeah, and that's Klay Thompson right there. When if you go onto YouTube and type in Golden State Blobs,
okay,
they run almost all these right here. You're watching. We know it's a zone, so we're kind of spaced out. This is going to be for a basket. This girl, our three man, she can shoot in there.
Right.
If she does, our four comes off. If you watch our four man, this is our four man right here. She's going to score right here, I think. But she comes real late. And as a matter of fact, we ended up running all of our baseline out of bounds play kind of out of that set.
I like that.
Yeah. And we'll adjust them a little bit. I think this is
always the girl opposite. It's the girl opposite the ball then. So when you line up the three, it's it's okay.
This is 5-4-3.
Three. Okay.
So we always, and I can go to my other presentation and show you our default set and how we kind of built this, but this is, we run this in the sun. A lot of times one summer we ran this as our only play and we just said, hey, we're going to play out of this.
Okay.
And you just
call that 33Z rather than.
Yeah. And our rule is if we were to call anytime we tag it zone, if you're the guard, not in the call, you're the sleeper in the corner. That's what we've evolved to in the 5 years that we've done this.
Okay.
So I'll show you a 22 play that we run, but we can't run a Z play that way. Anyway, so here's another action. She just comes and reads behind.
And how much time in practice do you spend on this?
Or on 33, not very much. I've thought seriously about, I thought seriously about, we run a ton of out-of-bounds plays. But this is a great one, especially if you don't know if they're playing man or zone.
So let's say 33Z, how much time in practice do you spend on that? Not much?
Not much. We should probably spend more read time because here's the deal. What's supposed to happen, and we hardly ever got to this, what's supposed to happen is if she comes off and catches, the five man is supposed to lift. You throw it to the five. She's supposed to pin in for the one, and then the five is going to go right there into a dribble handoff coming off a pin. We worked on it all the time in practice. We never got to it. So we wasted a lot. So did we spend some time? Yeah, we did. And we wasted a lot of time. Our best stuff was just, you know, get it in. If you don't score right away, you're right into a pick and roll or you're inbound. Like right here, notice this is what I love about this play. Watch our inbounder. And our inbounder is a good shooter. You know, this girl jumps, tries to get it. Now she turns to watch the ball, and there's our number one sprinting into the – just sprinting strong side corner. You know,
that's what we do. We spend a lot of time on like, okay, so that girl jumped. Basically, you're just trying to find that minute of weakness where they turn.
Exactly.
We'll actually like blow that up and say, look, as soon as they turn your head, find space because they'll lose you at that point. It's like,
and this girl right here is a senior. She's the best passer I've ever had. She wasn't the best player I've ever had, but sometimes she would run in strong side. Sometimes, you know, she would come up through here. I mean, they played out of it quite a bit, but you know, here's just a few more. Now this is one I'm most proud of. This girl right here is a freshman. She'll be a senior this year. we're running 33 here at the state. This is in the state championship game in 2018. And this is why we ran this play a lot the very next year. Is there's a great cut, great screens, and she just says, "I'm going."
Well, and I like that she's catching it ready to score.
Yeah,
like there's no question about that.
And it's a great. It's just a good play. Now, what gym is that? That's Emporia State University, in Emporia. That's where the state tournament was.
Okay,
the 2 years we played in it, and it was just tremendous. So that's our 33
Z.
Z. Now here it is out of box.
Is box what you were talking about before, or is box different?
No, box is what we were kind of talking about before. Now with that said, we always have a default set, but what we do is we'll adjust. We still have 5, 4, 3, and 2 right here.
Okay.
All right. Well, a lot of times we were struggling to get the staggered double. This is actually the year before. So we put them together and made it a tandem double. And this girl comes off and makes a shot right here. Matter of fact, we lost this game by a point, but we came back and, you know, she got right there and, you know, came off. We actually set a pretty good screen right there. That doesn't happen a whole lot. But you know, we adjusted the set there. Now we're in the offset box, and that's where you get a lot of slips. 14's is our four man. We're gonna go staggered double here. I think this is when we had her popping out to the corner, if I'm not mistaken. Or we just moved her. We moved her to safety. So yeah, we got a slip there. To me, that's the best thing about a bounce plays is later in the season, it's all your slips. And we try to cover, we try to get – UB Brown always said, I don't know if you probably listen to him a bunch. You and I are about the same age, is on every out-of-bounds play, you should have that spot covered, that spot covered, that spot covered at some point. Offensively, that's what you're – I mean, every out-of-bounds play we run, we're trying to get to that.
Yeah.
And then here's 30.
It's how you get to those spots is the question. And then
exactly,
I think part of it's efficiency too. It's like, how fast can you get to those spots?
We've been running. And like I said, we'll adjust this. Sometimes sometimes depending on the play, they'll tighten up, but we keep our two man here. And then have her pop out so it looks the same every time because we're not calling zone. But one of the plays that we put in later the next year is what we call 23, which will – and I've got it on film and diagram. Back screen for the three. Look here. Now the two-man's coming off the double. If that makes any sense. That's not what we're running right here. But this is 33 again. And then we got the backside rebound covered, which is nice. And then we're just getting into our pick and roll. We were playing with two bigs right there. And then this is the same play I already showed you. I don't know why it's on here twice. And then here we're still starting her there. And this girl's coming off. And I think we get a little bit of flow here. You know, we could have had the four man. We could have had the four man. Earlier, if you saw, but this just gets us, if you look, and that wasn't a great play, but if you look right here, watch our four man, we could have lobbed it right there to her for a layup, but I can't remember who's throwing it. I don't know if that's my daughter.
Headband. She got a headband then.
Yeah. But basically what we're trying to get later in the possession is because now we're going to come in here and go pick and roll. Now right. We're trying to go three players away. Pick and roll and just driving it. That's 53 was supposed to come out and go pick and roll. And now we're three away and now we're getting into our ball screen motion, but our guard just takes it. She's not really a great driver. I'm trying to think why I got this one in here. Yeah. This is that same girl as a sophomore. Figure out how to give it to a good player.
Right.
And then we're going to try to get a drive, And some of these teams aren't very good. Here it is to the other side. I don't know what she does here. I think we come out. Oh no, she reads it. She did.
She cut where she's supposed to go and then went the opposite way.
Yeah. So what's supposed to happen here, and you ask how much time we work on this. What's supposed to happen here is if she rejects it, then we're going to pick here. The four man will now take their spot. We'll throw it here. We'll throw it back up to the five. And then we're going to pin in for the one, and the five is going to do a dribble handoff. Well, that's, you know, we're better running the quick stuff. If that makes any sense. We get that girl posted quite a bit. Okay. So sometimes we're in a different set. This is
23. So I'm just trying to figure out your numbering system because people might be intrigued by this. So 33 meant that you were going to double screen for a three.
Anytime we have a double digit number that's of the same digits, it's a double screen for that person.
Okay. So, you're not having a double screen on this one.
Well, we actually are.
Okay.
And you got to know some of the intricacies, and I've got a deal I'm doing on Friday about that. But okay, 23 means two screening for the three, and now they're just swapping responsibilities.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And it's really just the same play, except for that good player I was showing you that throws the javelin 156 feet.
Right.
We're going to get her the ball right here.
Two's coming off that double
screen. Now she's coming off the double, and then our slip rules are the exact same.
And that makes sense
for both plays. Now we were a spread. We were Underwood spread this year.
Yep.
So the way I've got it drawn up is us running in to spread. You know, running into our continuity, and since it was the first year we put it in, we decided, hey, we've got to. You know, we got to make sure we're running our play and then flowing. So here's 23 right here. And this is, you know, this is our, this girl's played some four. So, you know, we don't even, this was out of the offset. I didn't have the offset drawn up, but as you can see, she would come here and then they'd still go off the stagger. You know, that's pretty simple.
It's similar in the last one, but there's just a bit of enough tweak that it makes it different. Yeah.
And the thing is if the kid I'm going to have this coming season, this girl isn't as good a screener. I thought about putting my three here and my two, you know, kind of changing things up. The other thing I think, if you have a good three man here, you can just throw that lob to the front of the rim right now.
Right.
To that
person. Yeah. For the guys coaches listening, for sure.
Yeah, you bet. I would throw that lob. But anyway, and here she went ahead and read. And we give our kids a little bit of freedom. You know, we're a structured team. But, hey, that girl's taking that away. So she decided, hey, I'm going to go here. And, hell, we get a basket. So you really can't say anything about it.
Right.
So I think that was the last play. Yeah. So that's 23. Great. And you saw it out of a different set. Now here's 22, the way we ran 22 this year, because we wanted to get a double screen.
So again, same setup as 33, same setup as 23 initially. Yes. So now, I can't tell. Yeah.
So what I did is you've seen that Duke does this a lot. They do the high wrap.
Right.
And we weren't very good at it. And I'll talk to you about it. There's
issues with doing the wrap. Is hard. If you do it well, it's good, but it's hard to do.
We didn't do a great job, but now basically this is play 33 with the two man coming off. This is 22. And our kids just had to know that when we called 22 or 23, that it was a high stack set. We were in a stack set this year.
Okay.
So anyway, so there's and I'm real big on coupling plays and making them look the same.
Yeah, I think so too. I tell people that that's the best way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. We're terrible. Like I said, we're terrible on the wrap. I mean, this is the first game of the season. The girl doing the wrap has, I mean, she played about 6 minutes a game last year, and she's starting because the javelin thrower's on the bench, and we end up moving her to four. But we've got, you know, we're going to go high wrap, and then we're going to go double. And this girl's a really, really good shooter. I mean, she won a lot of games for us. But we just didn't get a lot. What do you teach on wrap? Do you ever run wrap? Do you ever do that?
I do. It's all in the setup though. It's all in the setup. You almost have to fake the other way first before you do the wrap, because then it's gotta be so tight. It's that like millisecond. Like if she fakes to the middle for a second, your reaction is like, it's like, if I put my hands up and I'm going to punch you and I do this, your reaction is to step back, like I'm going to hit you. It's the same with a step. So all it takes is, I tell them, once we work on the one step and then you go, because sometimes that one step will actually mean you're going to, like, we'll have a read where you don't wrap and you go the other way. So so that you know and they don't know. It's like a receiver running a route.
You have
the advantage at that point. So I said, well, if you want to wrap and you want to score, maybe the first time is you don't wrap and you go the other way, because then the next time you step that way, they're going to think you're going to go that way, and then you wrap. And then we teach you actually should hit your teammates when you do the wrap. You should be
Now let me ask you this, because and I don't know if we're going to do this. This pandemic is I've watched all my films from 5 years and all our stuff, and I'm seeing what the best is.
Well, you got a year before your next season, so you're all good.
Well, that could be.
It could be.
But we also on some of these told them, let's go ahead and smash into these people.
Right.
You know, if they're taking it away, and we don't do a great
then
job.
Then you can do a flare back up.
Yeah. I mean, but we do like I said, that you know, we got a decent shot. They probably should have called. They tried to run over our kid there, but this one ends up being okay. What I like is we get to our flow out of it. So that's 22 again. Now this is 23. So we kind of did try to teach that a little bit of
right.
Okay. You're going to, you know, fake like you're going to go around the wrap and come here. Now two's going to screen three and two's going to come off, but we get the ball to our three man. This girl, this is last season. So she put on about 20 pounds of muscle. She throws the javelin 156 feet. She'll be a senior this year, but yeah, we just, you know, we love that place. She knocked that girl down and didn't get called.
She
didn't get called. I called timeout. I thought they were going to call, but we needed a bucket there. But that, you know, that we always made sure our point guard was looking at this option right here. So she's going to come around here, and I don't know if we throw it to her or not. Nope. Now we come off, and this is just like 33 or whatever. And our point guard. That's our point guard that just scored, so we'll see where she comes out from. I think we just run her right. Yeah, we run her right up the pipe, and then she, you know, she ended up behind there, so wasn't too bad. But that's 22 and 23. Now, this is a play that I wanted, you know, we run the traditional, our one's usually right here. You know, you hit the five, hit this person out, and then pass it back to the corner.
Yeah. I mean, do you have four go the other way too sometimes?
But what we wanted to do was get our three man an opportunity to end up getting that corner play. So this is our default set. Usually it's one here, five here, four here, three here, two here. When we call big, one of our tags is big 31 meant that the big, we were going to have our four man throw it in. I always wanted to run this play. This is a, you know, Tom, you probably have the Tom Izzo DVD.
Yeah.
He runs this out of three different sets. He's got a triangle. He's got a line. And I never could figure out how I wanted to run it. And so this is how we originally had it diagrammed. So we call it big 31 because the big is here. The three is going to, this is still the one spot, even though that's the four man, if that makes any sense. These spots are always the same. That's all, so the three is going to screen the one, which is the four right now. And then the five is going to screen in for the three. So it's, you know, it's the play that you've, you know, and I've always wanted to run it. I think these are the only three times we ran it that year. And here, and as a matter of fact, we adjusted the set. This is the four. This is the five. The two, I can't remember. I think we wrapped her here and got her out. And it actually is a pretty good play. This girl's a really good player. And so she just, you know, we just kind of figured out how to do it. And, you know,
there's a team in our league that's run this for 20 years. It works. We have to spend
time. What do they run it out of?
We have to spend time on it in practice. That means it's good. Like, we have to practice working against it. They work it both ways, where they let the inbounder decide which way to go.
Oh, and that's what Golden State does. Sometimes they've got – Golden State runs – and it's probably what you're talking about. There's the guard's out here with the ball, and there's, like, a pin down, and so that person can come there or they can come there, and I haven't.
It's harder to defend that way. Like,
yeah,
it is. It's so much harder when they can go either corner and get a screen.
Here we are. And what we started doing here is I think we take this girl around so our five man can get out to the ball. We struggle sometimes to get that pass made to the corner. So I think we did that to kind of set a little false screen. You know, we never got our four, you know, we try to make it look like we're going to our four man there on the curl.
Right.
I think these are the only, we just didn't call it very often. I don't know. And my three man wasn't a great corner shooter, but this play ended up working. Well, no, we had our ball. But that's big. So that's big 31. I've showed Celtic here's what I'm going to show some side out stuff. Okay. This is our best set play.
This is like a quick hitter.
Well, this is an ABC play. This is a side top side play. And the only reason I'm showing it is we try to take our best stuff and run it from the side as a side out of bounds play. This is a set for us. We get this Celtic cut all the time. The big double, that doesn't occur very much. A lot of times we'll either shoot this shot right here with the two, or we'll fake it and we'll do what we call a PTO, which is a penetrate and throw out.
We don't get that. I don't know if that's easy to – we don't get that a lot either. That's an interesting – that double doesn't work.
But anyway, here it is from the side. We just kind of, you know, one screen's four. You know, this is all false action right here. Matter of fact, we used to have two run to the corner, and we'd look for the two and then the five. Timing was terrible. So we just kind of jog our two over here into the short, kind of short corner. And then if we don't get this shuffle cut, it's a double mash for the two. You know, the three comes off. The reason we do this is that opens up this for backdoor and then a drive right here. And we can almost run it as an offense. So I don't know if this is all side stuff. This is our Celtic set. You know, we're coming up, we're swinging the ball, we're throwing it in. She gets the rebound and, you know, so that's the side. But this is Celtic. We come back to the strong side and end up getting a pretty good play there. Let me see if I've got it off
the side. I like that. I mean, the thing is, a good side out of bounds play will work as a play too. I do like.
Well, exactly. So here's the side play. I didn't want to put 9,000 clips on here so we can get through some more stuff. But
yeah,
basically, here's our one. Here's our four. Our five is right behind this kid. Our two man's going to end up here by the end in Indians.
Yep.
And then we're going to swing the ball. And we have a few things that we'll do off of it. I mean, we have a few automatics. If the four man gets it and can't swing it, then we go right into a dribble handoff back strong side. But teams just don't make us do it that much. So here we are. We're swinging it. There's the shuffle. There's the double. And then, you know, we don't – but that's – so that's Celtic, and I'm just a big believer in trying to do.
It's like I tell people, like those out of bounds plays. If you're looking for a good press break, you know, I was using out of bounds play. Just like a good side out of bounds will work as a quick hitter too.
Exactly.
You gotta figure out how to enter it. But yeah.
Now this is I call this a concept that we call it slash. Okay. When we were running a lot of horns, we call it elbow slash. And so basically we throw it, this kid's got to have, I hate it when that happens. The one, you know, the four has to have an act because the one is going to chase and come over the top. You know, we tried to make all these automatics, we had to call it. So I just say, elbow and then slash across like this or your neck or whatever. Well, right. Basically we tried to get our best athlete going to her right downhill. You got a good shooter in the corner, and then we flow.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join, 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right, maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.